Welcome to the Bill and Rookie podcast for this 17th day of August 2021. We were just at the end of the show, Graham, talking about Festival Foods and how they're hooking us up with these tickets and everything, and was kind of joking about the layout of different stores. But, I'm cool with, I agree with laying out stores the same. So if you go into a different store at a different location, it's going to be similar to the one. That's
cool. Only makes
sense to do it that way. Right. What I don't agree with is the fact that you can buy certain things in one store, certain things in another store, and certain things in another store. For example, when I want a certain type of bread, I go one place. When I want a certain type of chicken, let's say, I have to go to a different store.
What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is exactly what I'm talking about.
Why can't you
get the same stuff in the same in the different
like
stores?
What kind of loaf of bread are you getting at one store that you can't get at another store?
This rye bread that I like at Festival, they don't make it at Pick and Save.
Well, do they make it or is it a brand?
If they make it, it comes out of the bakery.
All right, well, you can still
but
go.
But this other bakery doesn't make them. They make bread, too, but they don't make that one.
Well, like, what the hell are you doing?
Okay,
you
well,
do
maybe
that?
They don't make a rye bread because they're not a big market for rye bread. Or you just go over to the bread section where Sara Lee's made a rye bread or something like that.
Not as good. Plus, they don't always have the same brands at every store. They just don't.
Wait, they have most brands at every store.
Most, maybe. Ice cream is another one. Some places don't sell one brand of ice cream.
Oh, they do. You're not looking hard enough.
You can get it at one store. You can't get it at the other store. Why do they do that?
I can't even imagine that is a real thing.
It's a thing.
A first world problem.
You trust me, it's a thing.
Look, I just go to one grocery store, Festival Foods, and if they got it, they got it, and I get it.
You're such a simple person.
By the way, the Cold Stone Creamery chocolate chip ice cream is the best, but that's a whole different podcast.
No,
but I mean that's how many grocery stores do you really go to for your grocery shopping? And if you go to more than one, you're on one trip.
Oh no, not on one trip. I go to three different ones usually. The rotation, depending on what I want, I have to go to different stores.
Give me an example.
If you want that
rye bread. So you're going to go to Festival Foods?
Meat department at certain places way better than other places.
I'll agree 100% with that.
I go to one place for meat.
100%.
I go to another place for produce that is better produce. Some place like onions.
An onion is an onion.
No, it isn't.
This is such a ridiculous podcast.
No, it isn't.
An onion is an
Not
onion.
Not even close.
It comes out of the ground. Boop, there's your onion.
There's so many different kinds of onions.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's still.
You got
there's
it.
Like three. There's a purple onion, there's a white onion, there's a sweet Vidalia onion. All right, next.
There's all kinds of, there's different kinds of onions. Some places, they don't sell Vidalia onions everywhere.
Why are you kidding me? That's like the most common onion. The heck they don't.
They
I just
don't.
Bought one the other day.
No.
Yes, I did.
Nope, they don't do it.
Oh, you're so wrong. You're so wrong on this. You're just making your grocery shopping experience way more complicated than
I like what I like, and I want every place to carry what I like. But they don't.
Well, maybe
so
you should open up Bill's grocery store.
Hopping all over the place.
That's just silly.
Just to get what I want.
That's silly.
Do you use your own bags yet? Are you out of the plastic bag business?
No, Mrs. Rookie's done that. That just annoys the hell out of me.
Why?
Because, first of all, they don't make a good non-plastic bag. They're all too small for your groceries and stuff like that. Plus, now that you can recycle the bags and they turn them into benches and stuff like that, that's the way to go.
Who recycles the bags?
You can take them to Festival Foods. I save all my... Every trip I go to Festival Foods, I take all my bags. They got a little thing out front. You stuff your plastic bags in there, and then they turn them into benches or decking or whatever it may be.
Really?
What do you mean, what? Yeah.
Okay, I'll have to take your word on that. Don, I noticed this in South Carolina. They have reusable plastic bags that they give you at the grocery store that you can request. They're reusable plastic.
Interesting.
They're thicker.
Yeah.
The plastic bags we get now are super thin.
They are.
They give you a nice, thick, sturdy plastic bag that you can reuse.
I don't know. I don't know how many people. I rarely see anybody using their own bags when I go in there. But here's one thing. When we were in Canada and we went to a store at Whistler, when we were in Whistler Village.
Yeah.
went to a store, and then if you wanted bags, you had to pay for them, the plastic bags. They charged you.
Oh, really?
So you had to carry all your stuff.
Was there a free option?
What do you mean?
I mean, it was only plastic?
It was only plastic, and they charged you for them. And I'm sure that was to reduce.
That's like at Aldi's.
I mean, that's...
You have to buy your bags there.
Do you? I didn't know that.
Uh-huh. Yep. You got to pay for your cart, too. If you want to use a cart, you got to put a quarter in there.
What?
Yeah.
That's just ridiculous. highway robber. I guess I know where I'll never shop.
Well, they got better prices on everything else.
Until you have to pay a quarter and buy your bag.
But they don't have the big brand names in a lot of cases, too.
There you go.
But you'll save a lot of dough if you go there.
By the way, speaking of that...
Bring your own bag or bring a box.
Are there certain things that you will buy non-brand name? Or do you always have to go... Brand name.
No, there's certain things I'll go non-brand name.
Such as?
Condiments, ketchup. I don't have to have, like, Hunt's or whatever.
See, in my house, they have to have Heinz.
I'll buy whatever ketchup is the cheapest.
Okay.
Jellies or jams? No.
See, there's a few things.
But I don't really go eat those too much.
Jellies, jams, crackers, like saltines.
Yeah.
You can buy the store brand.
I will, but... Saltines are still the best.
See, I can't tell the difference. Store brand. Won't buy store brand cereal. Got to buy the real deal on that.
I wouldn't buy store brand Ritz crackers type either. Ritz are just incomparable. They're the best.
Don't buy store brand cheese. Can't do that.
Really?
No. Got to buy good cheese. Good cheese. It's like buying good bread.
What's the difference? There's no difference.
Better. No, it's way better.
Mm-mm. Melted cheese. I melt all my cheese, so I don't know if that makes any difference or not, but yeah, that's not something that I would stick
to. Store brand soup is fine, like store brand tomato soup over Campbell's. That's fine.
Not cream of mushroom, though. Can't skimp on the cream of mushroom. You got to go for the Campbell's.
Right.
Big difference there. Or the chunky.
Well, whoever knew we'd do a podcast about grocery shopping.
Well, it's food.
That's what we all do.
Right? It's something we all do.
You have to because you're single.
We talk about this all the time. I hate grocery shopping. You say you love it.
I love it.
I hate it. I hate going. I dread when I have to go.
Do you?
Yeah. And I'm going to have to go soon, and I'm not looking forward to it.
I'll shop for you for a price. I'll be like that shipping guy, and I'll bring it over and everything.
Okay.
I do like grocery shopping. I do it in our family. I don't know what it is or why I like it, but I do.
I know I don't right now.
I like it because I get out of the house away from everybody.
Well, that could be. Yeah. That could be. If I could bring my dog grocery shopping, it might be better.
Why? Shoot, you're starting to see more dogs there. I saw dogs in the casino in Las Vegas.
What?
I'm like, why are your dogs in here? I don't mind it. It doesn't bother me. I'm a dog guy. But I think more and more people are coming up with an excuse to take their dog somewhere. It's my emotional blanket or whatever.
That's true.
Seriously, more and more people are using that as an excuse. It got so ridiculous on airlines that airlines had to say, no more pets on planes.
I know.
Because everybody would be, I got anxiety about flying, this comforts me, whatever it was. But more and more people are doing that. That'll be next. You'll see a dog in a grocery store before too long. It'll become more common. It used to just be the pet store, right?
Yeah.
Once upon a time, it was a big deal. You mean I can actually take
my... I didn't know.
I can take my dog to Petco?
Yeah, I didn't know
really?
You could do that.
You can do that? That was like huge in the day when that first started. And now it's everywhere. Now, look, I'm a dog guy, but people are just using it as an excuse to bring their pet.
All right.
Look what they've done at the ball game. We went to a bark in the park.
Yeah, bark in the park, and they did it every...
Wednesday
at Fox City Stadium. Still doing it every Wednesday at Fox City Stadium. All right, well, that's going to do it for us today. You can tune in every Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. for the Bill and Rookie Experience for more grocery talk or dog talk or whatever we have to come up. Oh, and sports, too. Hope we'll see you there at 6 a.m. on The Fan.